Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to day number four of the Novena Easter Monday. So glad you're here once again. We want to thank you for your participation and your comments up to this point, and hope everything is going well. So today, who do we pray for?
Today, bring to me those who do not believe in God and those who do not know me. I was thinking also of them during my bitter passion, and their future zeal comforted my heart. Immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. So I think we can all think of somebody that has either, you know, doesn't know Christ yet or doesn't believe. And I'm reading this book right now called Searching for and Maintaining Peace by Father Jacques Philippe. And he talks about the best thing that we can do for anybody is to abandon them and entrust our loved ones to God. That is much more efficacious than like feeling sorry or being sad or being anxious or, you know,
or fearful for them.
Yeah. So that's one thing that really stood out to me about that.
I noticed something about Jesus's words. He says their future zeal brought me comfort. So Jesus has this hope for those who do not yet believe in him. So maybe you have some people in your life, again, that do not believe. That they do not know Christ. Jesus has a future hope for them. And sometimes I have to tell you, I've given up hope on some people. It just seems like, sometimes I'm like, that's how I feel. It's hard to hope sometimes for somebody who's just like,
I'll just call you Debbie Downer.
don't you feel like, okay, they're going to need a miracle.
And we believe in miracles.
We believe in miracles, yes, but some days it's hard for me to have that hope. I don't have a perfect faith. And I feel like sometimes it's hard to hope, but I can borrow Christ's hope. Mm-hmm. When my hope fails, I can go to Jesus and borrow his, because nothing, you're right, is not impossible. But I sometimes just don't see what's the solution on this. I just don't see it. But I'm sure some people thought that of me, because I was lost. I was on a road that was contrary to the gospel and to the church. And I'm sure people thought that guy needs a miracle. And this guy got one. God's grace found me. Something else stands out to me is also it's not only those who do not believe, but those who do not know Jesus. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we can reduce our faith simply to an intellectual faith where we know the dogmas and the precepts of the church. But we're not built for rules, we're built for relationship. In fact, rules without relationship equals rebellion. If all we give people is rules, think about our children. We just tell them, do this, do this, do this, and this, but we don't express to them our love, want to get involved in their lives, they're going to rebel. And in fact, I think we both agree that usually the biggest problem sometimes when our children react in our household is not because of them, it's because it's a parenting problem. That we haven't given them enough time or attention and really met their need of love. And we're built for relationship with God. And if all we're given people's rules and regulations, they rebel. I'm reminded of what Pope John Paul II said. He said, sometimes even Catholics have lost or never had the chance to experience Christ personally, not as a mere value, but as a living Lord, the way, the truth, and the life. We're created for an intimate personal relationship with Jesus Christ, where we believe in God, but that we also know God. Mm-hmm. That is much more than a simple intellectual faith. Mm-hmm. And that's a gift. That's a gift of faith, really. Because somebody can come to believe in God by reason alone, but one cannot have a relationship with God by reason alone. And that comes by the gift of faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good thing mercy is for everybody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now.
Any other thoughts?
No.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Let's pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul, and divinity of our dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you my body and blood, the soul and divinity of my dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sinful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.